Everyone's got a story, especially when it comes to real estate. You've either been on the wild goose chase, have found the needle in the haystack, or survived the nightmare that can be the closing process.
It moves so quickly, and it seems like you have to have so much cash on hand at all times to afford a place to stay.
But fear not, weary home buyer. There is hope you'll find a property in or outside the Triangle. Let's hear a real estate success story. From Capital Broadcasting Company in Raleigh, you're listening to Real Estate Rush, North Carolina.
Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Real Estate Rush, North Carolina podcast. I am your host, Chris Lovingood, and today we have another treat for you. We have our guest, Matt Tallhelm, and if you are not familiar with that name, please get familiar with it. He has been covering so many of our business stories, but also as it pertains to this podcast, our real estate story. So Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast.
It is a pleasure to be here.
So one thing that I really wanted you to talk about, because you have a very unique perspective. Both of us, we're pretty new to the Raleigh area. You got here before I did. Paint a picture for the listeners on what it was like for you to get to Raleigh in terms of looking for a house.
Yeah, so I knew I was coming here in February of 2021, and I was moving from Virginia, Central Virginia, Charlottesville, university town, a very expensive real estate town there. And when I knew I was coming here, I started just doing the typical thing, you know, looking on Zillow, looking at all the online listings. And I was thinking, wow, Raleigh is so cheap compared to what I was used to and what I was seeing in Virginia all those years. And we found a house. It was in Five Points neighborhood, $455,000. And I was like, well, this is pretty affordable for what it was. I mean, beautiful house, perfect neighborhood, prime location, all of that. And I was thinking, okay, well, we'll, you know, sort of look around and see. I don't know the area. And so the plan was move here, experience it for about 8 months, and just find out what neighborhoods we wanted to be in. So started looking around, and the week I moved here was the week Apple made its announcement that Apple was moving to the Triangle, and everything really did change overnight. Those listings that I thought were cheap, air quotes cheap, it was gone in a minute. So what my partner and I did was we rented for 8 months and said, let's give that 8 months, look around, see what we see. And it just got to the point where, you know, you're moving into a new city, a new job, the time flies by. And we finished out that 8 month lease and said, well, I guess we've got to extend it as the search continues. But it just was crazy how different it was from February 21 to when we moved here in April 2021, just those few months.
And I remember when I accepted the job at WRAL, it was like I accepted the job, a little time had passed, and then the Apple announcement. And I was like, oh boy, I need to find a house. Because you already knew, like, a name like Apple coming to a place like this where prices were relatively cheap, and then bam, prices are immediately going to go up. When you actually arrived here, I know you said you did the 8 month lease thing. Mm-hmm. What was that process like trying to actually find a house? Here you are reporting on Real Estate Stories and you were having your own troubles trying to find a house.
Yeah, I was assigned the real estate beat as part of my experience here in reporting. And I would be covering these stories, hearing how it's so impossible to get anything as a first time for me, as a first time home buyer, and seeing how the prices were going up and there's no homes, and you're doing all these stories and you're just thinking, oh my gosh, like there's no hope. We have no hope. And then I would do stories with people who are like, oh, I found a house. Give it time. You'll find the right house. And I kept thinking, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. So we really didn't start looking until January of this year, 2022. That's when we said, you know, let's get serious about this. We're doing this month-to-month lease, which they, of course, raised the rent about $500 a month from when we first moved here. And we said, we've got to find something because it just doesn't make sense paying someone else's mortgage when you could be paying your own. So in January, we started looking, and it was quite a process from there.
And, you know, You touched on the whole point on rent. I mean, like I purposely, mm-hmm. when I moved down here before my fiance moved down here, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do 6 months because I purposely wanted to light a fire in myself. I said, I'm going to find a house in 6 months, which we did, thank God. But not everyone understands that like rent for some people was, like you said, jumping up hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Talk a little bit about those stories that you followed and just seeing the amount of rent prices go up.
Yeah, and even just in the last month, they're still going up, which you would think as new apartments come on, there are thousands of new apartment units being built in and around Raleigh, and it's still not enough. So you can add all these apartments, and they're still raising these rents 6, 7% in a month from what it was before, and that's up close to 20%, right around that, year over year. So a 20% increase when you're looking at the average rent in Raleigh being $1,500, $1,600, that's a big increase. You're talking $300+. Our situation was a little different because we were month to month. We didn't want to sign a year and get the cheaper, again, air quotes, cheaper rent. And so they raised our rent close to $500 from April 2021 till when we re-signed the month to month in January. So it just became unaffordable to rent. And then you're going, well, let's go buy a house. That's at least paying yourself the money. And it became unaffordable to find a house.
You kept, you know, and it's a lot of people experience that where it was like, all right, I could keep renting, but it's at the point now where it just makes sense to find a house. However, trying to find a house seems impossible because whereas maybe in 2019, you could spend 300 grand and get maybe 2,000 square feet, maybe a yard. That is not the case now. You're getting a townhouse with like almost no yard and you have to compromise so much.
You really do. And it just didn't make sense for us to keep renting. And that's a decision everybody, you know, has to make. But a lot of the people I've interviewed for stories, you know, they are looking to sell their homes because they know they can make so much money. You know, they have so much equity in these homes. Some of these people bought them years and years and years ago and they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars if they sell them. But where are they going to move? So you've got those people that are making that same decision like, oh, I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to make all this money. Well, now I need to either rent or buy a house. And they're in the same situation as the people renting that want to buy a house. Everyone's looking for some place that they can afford. And it just becomes a challenge, difficult, frustrating at times.
Have you heard any stories from people who are from this area that have been priced out of it?
Yes, we've done several stories, especially when the reassessments came down. And some people, their home values that the tax is based off of were going up, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars on their tax bills. And for a lot of people, that's not affordable. You just can't afford hundreds of dollars more a year overnight, essentially, because they hadn't been increasing at the value that the market was going with. And so when some of these people got their tax bills and they're saying, I can't afford to pay this anymore, I've got to look at either moving out, selling this house, making some money off of it. And we have talked to people that they did sell and then they're renting and it's expensive again, or they're having to move further and further out.
We're going to get back to Matt Tallhelm and his insight on the local real estate market in just a second. But first, a quick break. Hey, thanks for staying around. This is your Real Estate Rush North Carolina host, Chris Lovingood. Let's get back to my guest, WRAL News reporter, Matt Tallhelm. Matt was just giving us his insight on the local real estate market.
In terms of looking further out, what are some places that you've heard people go to? And then where did you even look at in terms of the furthest you were willing to move out before you started?
Yeah, I actually interviewed through my realtor. She connected us with another client that she was working with who was living in Cary, renting an apartment there. It was five family members. You know, she had moved here with her family, her mother, her kids that were adults that were living in the house still. And as they were getting settled and trying to find jobs. And so five people trying to find a house that could fit five people. It just was not possible on her budget. She was looking for less than $300,000 and if possible, under $250,000. And a house that can fit five people in Cary or even in the Raleigh area, it was just impossible. She started looking out at Burlington. So that's a good hour drive or even more, depending on where you go. That to me just struck me as, wow, like this is someone who's lived here 5 years, been renting 5 years at a lower price than the market would dictate the rent, and she can't afford to find a house here in the Raleigh area and is looking that far out. For us personally, the furthest we were looking is Durham. We started looking instead of the Raleigh, which is close to WREL and our work, of course, we started looking at Durham and saying, okay, 25, 30 minute commute, that's not bad at all. But the price is starting going up over there as we started looking, and you just have to think, well, where do you go from here? A lot of people are looking east, Johnston County, Harnett County too. They're further and further out that way. Chatham County is an area that has been growing, but is unaffordable. It's $600,000 for an average median price home in Chatham County. So you can't even go that far that direction.
And what you've been following out there, you know, you've got VinFast that's mm-hmm. going out to Chatham County, and they're going to have a presence out there once they get their manufacturing plant started. And from what I've heard, just for some people, even some people working at the station, it's like, there's no way. It feels like it just feels impossible trying to find a house. But recently you've been tracking some numbers where some of the house values are going down from what it was. Even me, I was just kind of Googling or Zillowing, I guess I could say, Zestimates. And I've noticed that some properties that I was looking at just for fun, the value started going down a little bit.
Yeah, they were overpriced. And that's what we've learned from a lot of the realtors here is that people were trying to sell and they wanted everything. They were seeing that, oh, well, everyone in our neighborhood's selling and they're making this much money on theirs. Let's list it at that, even if our house is not actually worth that. So you saw those prices going just crazy. I mean, there were some houses I would look at in our own search and go, that house is not worth that price. But people were getting it because they could. Now there isn't that kind of a demand. There still is a demand, obviously, for houses, but people are not willing to go that far. They're taking a step back. A lot of people have been priced out from getting a mortgage as those mortgage rates went up. A lot of people just are saying, you know what, we're going to sit out, we're going to rent a little bit, and making that same decision we just talked about there. So people that are trying to sell don't have that opportunity to just throw a number out there, shoot for the moon, and go, we'll get it. Now we're seeing a lot more price drops. I'm sure as you've seen on Zillow, you'll see that little mark, that red line.
51,000, I saw a property the
wow.
other day. 51,000.
And that was something, you know, even back in the spring, I started noticing on the online listings is that there were a lot more price cuts. And so we started talking to realtors and they were saying the same thing. You know, sellers had to be a little more realistic. They weren't realistic the last year and a half. They need to be more realistic now because you can't just get whatever you want. And of course, in North Carolina, they don't have to give you anything either when they sell you their house. They can sell it. It's sold as is. So people were doing that and still pricing extremely high.
And one thing that you saw as well is, and I just find this so fascinating, I couldn't do this, but people buying sight unseen. They're out in California, they're out in somewhere else, like, all right, we're going to move to Raleigh, that's where we're going to move next. And then you come here and you buy this house, and you know it's almost like a mystery box, almost what you're getting there. And maybe someone might give you a quick Zillow or a FaceTime, you know, a realtor give you a FaceTime tour of it. But people have no problem dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars on a property they've not actually physically seen.
Well, let me tell you, that's exactly what we did. You know, which is crazy because at the beginning of all this, back in February 2021, we said, we're not going to go sight unseen. We don't know the area. Let's wait and sort of see what parts of town we want to be and what we like. And it was so competitive that when we found the house that we wanted, we said to our realtor, we need to get this one. This fits everything we've been searching for 3 months. It's in Raleigh. It's within the price range. The pictures look great. It can't be that horrible. Let's buy it. Let's put in an offer. And we did. We put in an offer sight unseen, exactly what we said we wouldn't do. But that's what people from all over the country are doing. And it forces you here to have to do it.
Yeah, you have to stay competitive.
Yeah. And we had been, you know, trying to check all these boxes. Our realtor said we were not picky, but I think we were a little picky. We were specific. We didn't want certain things. We wanted other certain things. And there were things we were willing to compromise on and say, okay, if this is the right house, this was the right house, what we found. And so we put in an offer sight unseen on it. And I thought it was crazy. I said, I would never have done this. Who am I? Why am I doing this? But you had to at the time. And this was in May of 2022. And you had to do that to compete to get a house.
And you're in the house now. Mm-hmm. I know you put up some new blinds. That was pretty
cool. Yes, you helped me with that. You helped me out with the suggestions on that. I wasn't sure I was able to do that, but
you look at you.
Turns
you
out.
It's
handyman
not that bad,
here.
Is it?
It was pretty easy there. But the interesting story of how we got this house, where our realtor said, you know, I talked to the listing agent. this family wants someone that's going to live in this house. They do not want an investor. They want this house to be kept as a house for a family to live in. And so she suggested to us, let's write a personal letter. Let's write one of those dear house letters.
Dear seller letters.
Yep.
I wrote one too.
Did you really?
I did. Didn't get the house we wanted, but we ended up getting the house we did want.
Well, I'm here to tell you there are some people here who are not all about greed and money and who have a little bit of a heart. We pulled on the emotional heartstrings there and wrote this letter and were able to get the house. They had some cash offers. They turned those down because they just wanted someone who was going to care for what they had built, what for 10 years they've invested in. I think actually 20 years they moved into it, and then they had put a lot of upgrades into it over those years. And they wanted someone that was going to keep it that way. I wanted to get across to the sellers as I was going to be there and be there for a while and be a part
You're
of that
investing
community.
In the community. And that's why we bought a house, because I said, all right, I'm going to be here for a while. I want to build a place where I'm not moving all the time. I love WREL. I like being here. I like this community. It's great. And now I have a house, now you have a house, and we now have this community that we can be a part of and feel confident knowing that we have our own homes to go to.
It is very nice at the end of the day to not pull up into an apartment complex parking lot. I will say that, because there you felt so transient and didn't really know the neighbors. And now, you know, you pull into your driveway and go, okay, this is home. And it may have been a horrendous experience trying to find this home, but at the end of the day, we stuck to what we knew would be the right place for us, and it worked.
It worked for you, it worked for me, and that means that for many of you listening, it can work. Do not give up. Matt Tallhelm, thanks for joining us here. He is, again, a WREL reporter. He covers a lot of our business stories. He covers our real estate stories as well. And keep in touch with him as you listen, because he is going to be covering all kinds of VinFast information as that electrical vehicle manufacturer comes to our area. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Real Estate Rush North Carolina is a production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Check out our full library of podcasts available, including our sports and true crime selection on WREL.com.